Hey, what's going on, everyone? Kyle Henderson along with Andrew Bone. We're talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. Bone, what's up, man? How you been? I know we got some big news that we got to get to right away. So I know you, I can see the smile. You're doing well, obviously.
That's right. You see the blue hat I'm wearing.
All right. So we have to, before we even start off the show, we're talking recruiting. We got 5 points that we're going to go over. I have to show you this video. Okay. This is Bone the other day. Congratulations to Bone and Miss Bone. They're having a baby boy, but here's the video. Let's do the breakdown real quick. So this is Bone and I love the punt. What inspired this punt, Bone?
All right. So here's what happened. So obviously my wife, Audrey's standing over there. She does not look like, you know, she doesn't have the same excitement. And the reason because of that is we actually had a gender reveal with our families a couple days prior to this. So we had a gender reveal with our family on Friday night, you know, really exciting. Did not know the gender, obviously found out that it was a boy. Well, our close friend group here in Birmingham, they wanted to do something on the Super Bowl Sunday. So they ordered a football and wanted me to kick it. I'd really, you know, of course I'm nervous as heck going into it because I'm like, you know, I don't know if I've ever punted a football before, especially with every camera on me. But of course, I didn't take into the effect this blue powder was going to get all over my, clothing and my shoe. So I had to take my shoe off and put it in the washing machine, basically as soon as that happened. But it was a cool moment. And I had my wife, she had a kind of a gender reveal thing with her close girlfriends on Saturday night. And then this was kind of a gender reveal thing with my close guy friends on Sunday afternoon. So, pulled a J.K. Scott, try to look good out there.
What I love about this is I pause it right here because of the extension of the foot. I mean, it's like the leg. I mean, my goodness, Bone. I mean, it's good form. So
I was pretty everyone was pretty positive I was going to miss it. I was pretty positive I was going to miss it. And, I just walked right up there and I was also kind of worried because we had this really crappy plastic football that this powder was in, and it would not close at all. So my wife taped it up pretty good before we went over to my friend's house, and I was like, once I saw it, I was like, I don't know if this is gonna even explode because she had taped it so well. But it exploded, couldn't have worked out better. But yeah, we're very, very excited. My first child coming in August. And, we couldn't be more excited.
All right. Well, good stuff. Another prospect to keep track of as we move forward, right?
We're on 2039, baby.
Prop bets on the name going forward. Okay. So here with Andrew Bone of BamaInsider.com, we're going to talk some Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. We're going to dive into one particular prospect that's still in the class of 2021, believe it or not. And then we're going to talk about some guys in 2022. Leading off with JT Tuilomola. And this has been a very interesting recruiting process. Didn't announce during the early signing period. Didn't sign last February. So I kind of wanted to bring Bone on to just update everybody on the situation because I think a lot of people are still curious if JT's somehow going to slide in this class and get the latest take on another five-star. Bone, why don't you give us kind of the latest on JT Tuilomola?
Yeah, one of the top defensive linemen in the entire country. One top overall players. I mean, I think he can make an argument for the best player in the country. I think with JT, not playing during his senior season, the state of Washington did not have football this fall, so he didn't get a chance to play. I think if he would have had a chance to play, there's a pretty good chance that he would have finished as the number one player in the country. But finishes the number six, not too bad, and it certainly is a prospect that has decided that because all these schools want him so bad, they will hold a spot for him. He can wait. He's one of these rare kids who can wait it out. He can wait until when he's ready to announce because, programs like Ohio State, Alabama, Oregon, USC, all these schools want him. They're holding a spot until he's ready to make that decision. As of right now, it looks like he's probably going to wait late April, maybe early May. The hope is the recruiting dead period gets lifted after April the 15th. I don't think it's going to happen before, and the recruiting dead period has been extended until April the 15th as of right now. I don't think we're going to see anything happen any sooner. I think it's going to be lifted after then. I think he's going to try to take his visits as quickly as possible and then make a decision. The biggest thing is he's wanting to get to Tuscaloosa, hasn't visited Tuscaloosa in about 3 years. Wants to get to Columbus, Ohio, has never visited Ohio State before. So he wants to get to these programs, check them out. I think he's had has a great relationship with, different coaching staffs. But I think Alabama has really come on strong over the course of the last few months. I think Freddie Roach, the defensive line coach, has done a tremendous job recruiting him. And a lot of people have been asking me, with Steve Sarkisian leaving and becoming the head coach at Texas, is that going to have a major effect on JT's recruitment? I don't think so. Even though Sark was kind of the lead recruiter for him, Freddie Roach has done a tremendous job, for several months. And I think that his relationship with him, with Nick Saban, is really going to pay off in a big way. And Coach Saban had a Zoom call with JT on signing day, shortly after Alabama capped off the best recruiting class of all time. So does JT want to join the class, which, still potentially probably needs another defensive lineman in this class. I think if you look at this class from top to bottom, I mean, they've hit a home run at every single position. They have some great defensive linemen, but if they get one more defensive end in this group, it's certainly one of the best, if not the best class of all time. And JT is certainly a kid that that they wanted for a very long time. They really hold him in high regard. I think they've done a tremendous job. Early on, it was all Ohio State. I think as of right now, if I were making a prediction right now on JT, I would go with Alabama. Obviously, we're still a couple months away from him making that decision. We know how things are very fluid in recruiting. But as of right now, I would predict Alabama. And I think that's probably a big reason why Brian Thomas, in the end, ended up, not going to Alabama, just because, Alabama has one spot and they're going to wait on JT Tuimoloa.
Here with Andrew Bone of BamaInsider.com talking Alabama Crimson Tide football recruiting. Wanted to open up the show kind of painting the picture of JT Tuimoloa, five-star that I know Alabama fans very interested in. So definitely get more information back on BamaInsider.com. Bone, it looks like Elijah Brown is set to announce on this Friday. And he's a tight end out of the class of 2022, 6'5", 230 pounds. Alabama obviously added, a couple tight ends to this last class, Caden Clark, Robbie Oots, Elijah Brown, set to commit. What do we know about him? What do you like about him? Looks like things are trending well for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I believe so. Caden Clark, also from Ohio. So, Alabama really hitting Ohio for top recruits. And Elijah Brown, certainly a guy that Alabama has held in high regard for a while. Even when Jeff Banks was on the Alabama staff, he was heavily recruiting him. And, they had a great connection. But I think Bill O'Brien has had some communication with Elijah Brown and really likes him a lot. I wouldn't be surprised if this is the top, tight end on Alabama's recruiting board. Very athletic kid, also plays basketball. Not gonna play basketball in college like Kool-Aid and Terry and Arnold, but an outstanding basketball player. Just a very athletic tight end, 6'5", about 245 pounds, and somebody that Alabama really likes a lot. I keep telling people, this is going to be an interesting recruiting class because of not being able to really see any kids throughout the year, in person. Didn't have a chance to see kids in summer camp. Didn't get a chance to go on the road this fall. No junior days. So I think anytime, we see a kid, accepted as a commitment, you got to think that Nick Saban holds these kids in very high regard. So I do think he's going to announce for Alabama. I like Alabama's chances here. He's going to announce on Friday. So I would stay tuned to BamaInsider.com to find out where Elijah Brown's going. But as of right now, I am predicting he rolls with the Tide.
Definitely another reason to hit that subscription button and make sure all notifications are turned on so you never miss when news is dropped right here on our YouTube channel, as well as follow us on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, for breaking updates on the Alabama Crimson Tide, whether it be team coverage or recruiting coverage. Bone, we got an update on Ty Simpson, another guy that is set to announce his commitment, and that'll be next Friday. Looks like currently the future cast is set for Clemson, but the quarterback, 6'2", 185 pounds, out of Martin, Tennessee. What's the latest on Ty Simpson? And, you know, despite what things are reading right here, what's kind of the pulse? Alabama, you know, with three freshmen eligibility-wise on the roster, but latest on Ty Simpson?
Yeah, you know, I haven't looked at it, but I'm pretty sure that that may only be one prediction in there on that future cast. So I wouldn't, you know, it's not like there's 20 or 30 future casts in there and they're all going to Clemson. It may just be one Clemson prediction in there so far. But you know, it's a tight recruiting battle. I mean, it's between Alabama and Clemson, in my opinion. I know some other schools have certainly been in the mix, Tennessee, Texas A&M. I mean, I think with – Tennessee. I think Tennessee was in the driver's seat for him for a while, but when Jeremy Pruitt and his staff were fired, you know, I just think that you know they've kind of fallen off, and I think it's going to end up coming down between Alabama and Clemson. We've seen some you know great battles between these two schools for a while, and you know both programs are pretty much in the same boat. You know, I'm pointing this out on BamaInsider.com. You know, two recruiting classes go. Alabama signs Bryce Young, and you know Clemson side DJ Uiagalelei. You know, last year both or this past recruiting class, both teams signed one quarterback, so they're kind of in the same position. You know, I do think that you know Alabama, you know, has been pushing for Ty Simpson for a long time. He's taken six visits to Tuscaloosa, including the Kentucky game earlier this season. So, you know, he's very familiar with Alabama. It's not like he hasn't visited these schools before, visited Clemson for their game against Pittsburgh. I think it was the last regular season game of the season. So, you know, I certainly think that both teams have a chance to land his commitment. I'm not really ready to make a prediction just yet. I think it's pretty close. I don't think he's told either staff where he's going in his head. I'm sure he knows where he's going to go since he's got a commitment coming up. But as we've seen with many kids in the past, you know, our kids don't know. You know, we saw that with Terry Arnold, you know, just last week. You know, he was kind of thinking Georgia and then, you know, started leaning to Alabama and it kept kind of going back and forth. So we may see a commitment from Ty Simpson for one school. And you never know. It's early on in the recruiting process. I'm sure these schools won't let up. You know, whichever program ends up missing out on him, I'm sure they'll continue to recruit him until signing day. And as we all know, you know, the last three quarterbacks who have signed with Alabama, Alabama had to have some kid flip before they really started pushing for these other guys. So, you know, we saw that in 2017 with, you know, with Tua, Mac Jones. You know, we saw Jake Fromm flip from Alabama to Georgia, and then Alabama ends up kind of winning the lottery with Tua and Mac. And then, you know, Carson Beck ends up flipping from Alabama to Georgia. Alabama ends up getting Bryce Young. Last year, Drake May flips from Alabama to North Carolina. Alabama ends up with Jalen Milroe. So I'm not too concerned with the quarterback position, even if Ty Simpson ends up going to Clemson. Yeah, Alabama seems to – it always seems to work out for them. But they do want a quarterback in this class, and this is a guy who is you know, pretty much at the top of their wish list right now. So we'll see what happens next Friday.
Here with Andrew Bone of BamaInsider.com talking Alabama football recruiting. Open up the show talking about JT Tuilomolo. I'll put the timestamps in this video so you can go back and check this out. You can also check this out on podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. How about stay on the offensive side of the ball? And as we've talked about before, I mean, love the last name of Emmanuel Henderson, running back in the class of 2022, 6'1", 185 pounds, out of the home state of Alabama. Looks like he will be committing on March 13th. What's the latest on him? And how you feeling about Henderson kind of going into the middle of February?
Yeah, I think Alabama's got a great chance to land his commitment. He keeps things pretty tight-lipped, you know, doesn't really do a lot of interviews, but I know Chad Simmons, who covers the Southeast, did a great job, you know, as you know, spent some time with him and has interviewed him. And, you know, just from talking to Chad, you know, I think there's some, you know, confidence that Henderson's going to end up at Alabama. Now, Auburn, Georgia, all still heavily recruiting him, Clemson, Florida. You know, a lot of schools, you know, high interest in Emmanuel Henderson. He's a tremendous athlete, you know, 6'1", 185 pounds, also a, you know, outstanding basketball player. You know, can play on either side of the football, but I think Alabama's, you know, recruiting him as a running back. I think they want to try to get two running backs in this recruiting class, even though they signed the number one running back in the country just a few weeks ago in Kamar Wheaton. You know, this is certainly going to be a position that, you know, they want to add a couple more guys at in this class. And I think it starts with Emmanuel Henderson, and he'll announce on March 13th, as we've posted. But I would certainly think that Alabama's got a great chance to land him. You know, Auburn bringing in a new staff, I think that just hurts the Tigers' chances a little bit. I think Emmanuel's probably been favoring Alabama since probably about midseason. So we'll see if they're able to, you know, hold off, you know, these late runs from some of these other programs. But I think as of right now, leaning towards the Crimson Tide.
All right, here with Andrew Bone of BamaInsider.com. Bone, let's talk about Jake Pope. Visited Alabama just recently. I believe Chad Simmons had a great interview with him. What should we know about Jake Pope? And, you know, what's kind of the latest detail right there?
Yeah, this is a kid who's, you know, really starting to blow up. You know, he's picked up offers from Alabama, Georgia, Florida, a lot of programs over the course of the last, you know, last few weeks. And, you know, after picking up an offer from Alabama, took a trip to Tuscaloosa this past weekend. And as many people know, you know, you can visit schools. You just can't have any interaction with the coaching staff. You can't go inside the facilities, but you can tour the campus and see everything firsthand. So that's what he did this past weekend. Had a great trip to Tuscaloosa. Really enjoyed, you know, seeing the campus. Said he looks forward to getting back and seeing the facilities and spending some time with the coaching staff. But this is a kid who's 6'1", 180 pounds. He's a wide receiver and defensive back at Buford High School and top programs in the state of Georgia. Alabama's mainly recruiting him as a defensive back, you know, mainly as a safety. So that's the position they're going to continue to recruit him to play. He did grow up a Georgia fan. His mom went to Georgia. So, you know, those in-state kids for the Bulldogs, especially ones who his parents went to school there, always tough. But you know, Alabama certainly has high interest in him and continue to push for him. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
When kind of closing out, we got a couple more things to go through. Definitely hit the thumbs up, like, and subscribe. As we mention all the time, we appreciate you more than you know. I mean, last year was pretty incredible that the, you know, Alabama couldn't have anybody on campus, and they finished out with, you know, not the top class, the top class ever. And, you know, I think there's some pros and cons to it. Obviously, Nick Saban says that, you know, he'd like to meet these guys face to face. And I'm sure, you know, cause that face to that personal interaction goes such a long way. What do we know on the dead period? I mean, you mentioned something about potentially it coming to end in April. What's the latest right there?
Yeah, I think, you know, as of right now, it's certainly looking like it's going to end April the 15th. And in terms of ending, I mean, you know, prospects are going to be able to, you know, finally visit college campuses. I don't know if that's going to include college coaches going out on the road and evaluating it. I'm kind of hearing that that's probably not going to be the case, where they're going to be able to travel, you know, all across the country and go to different high schools. But I do think kids are going to be able to, you know, start visiting again. That's going to be huge for, you know, obviously every program in the country to get kids on campus, to let them see the facilities, to spend one-on-one time with the coaching staff. Obviously didn't really hurt Alabama that much, in this 2021 recruiting class, but, I do think there's probably some kids who are out there who, if they were able to make it to Tuscaloosa, you know, back last summer or in the fall, Alabama's recruiting class, you know, potentially looks a little bit different, because I think they could have easily landed a couple more players. So, and I think with this 2022 class, you know, we have seen two guys commit, and Walter Bob, who just recently committed. We saw Robert Woodyard commit, you know, a few months ago. You know, these are some kids that, you know, are the two early commitments for Alabama. Alabama may end up getting Elijah Brown on Friday, but in with Ty Simpson committing, and then you have Emmanuel Henderson committing. These are some guys that, you know, I don't know if Alabama's really going to press for, you know, really a lot of other players right now. You know, I think that, you know, they're still wanting to evaluate kids. You can't evaluate, you can't do a proper evaluation just based on, you know, junior highlight film. You know, these coaches want to see these kids in person. Nick Saban wants to meet these kids in person. I don't know if, you know, if he might have not meeting J.C. Latham and still getting him on board last year. You know, maybe that's going to be the case this year with some kids. But, yeah, I think we're probably going to see things really start to slow down. You know, Alabama's going to have, you know, like I said, they have two commitments right now. They could have three after this week. Could potentially have four after next week with Ty Simpson, but I think for the most part it's going to be kind of slow. They're going to be pretty patient. I don't think they're just going to take anybody. I think they're really going to try to evaluate and really try to get these kids on campus, because especially if the recruiting dead period is lifted on April the 15th and you can get kids on campus and really, you know, spend time with them and get to know them, you know, it's going to be a little bit more beneficial for Alabama and for the players.
Bone, as we close out, I wanted to ask you just, I mean, we don't have to go too much in detail because I'm sure we're going to talk about 2022 and kind of positions of need, you know, in much more detail kind of going forward. But when you kind of look at, you know, guys filtering out, and I know it can be confusing because of, you know, the recent scholarship limit and kind of guys reclassifying and whatnot. But what about some positions of need from the class of 2022?
Well, I think on the offense side of the ball, I think tight end probably sticks out, you know, pretty heavily. And if Alabama can get Elijah Brown on Friday, you know, that's going to be a big help. You know, another tight end that Alabama really likes, who just recently decommitted from Penn State, is Holden Stays from the state of Georgia. You know, he's certainly a kid that has high interest in Alabama and somebody that Alabama really likes a lot. So, you know, they're going to continue to press for him. I see them, you know, probably signing two tight ends in this class. Now, on the defensive side of the ball, defensive line, you can never get enough defensive linemen. There's some really good in-state defensive linemen this year. You know, Justice Finkley, Curtis Perry, those are certainly some guys that Alabama's, you know, continuing to press for. Jeremiah Alexander from Thompson High School, number one player in the state. It's kind of a, you know, mixture between a defensive end and a linebacker. You know, he's certainly a, you know, top priority for the Crimson Tide. You know, Walter Nolan, who's a five-star defensive lineman, he has Alabama as one of his top overall schools. So, you know, he's certainly a a big priority target for Alabama. And defensive back, even though Alabama signed an unbelievable defensive back class, you know, capping it off with Terrion Arnold on signing day, defensive back still going to be a big priority. And, you know, there's certainly some top guys out there that they're going after. I think they're probably going to try to sign at least four defensive backs in this class. And, you know, Antonio Kite from Anniston High School is an in-state kid that has really blown up lately. Also a star basketball player, much like Kool-Aid and Terrion Arnold. And I think he does plan on playing you know, hoops in college if he can. And then, you know, Denver Harris out of North Shore High School out in Houston. Alabama has signed a couple North Shore players the last few years, Damian George and Jaden Roberts. Can they get another one in five-star defensive back Denver Harris? You know, Alabama certainly hopes so. So he's certainly one of the guys that they're going to continue to press for. There's a lot of other guys out there that we have on the big board on BamaInsider.com on the defensive back big board. So be sure to check that out as soon as you get a chance. But it's going to be a fun year. I mean, 2022, you know, new coaches on the staff, you know, new energy after winning that national championship, you know, signing this unbelievable recruiting class just last week. I think, you know, things are only going to get better. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, I certainly think that Alabama fans should be excited about this 2022 class, you know, especially just, you know, learning about these guys, because a lot of them are, you know, still kind of unknowns. You know, we didn't know about Walter Bob, you know, before he committed to Alabama you know, a few weeks ago. Yeah, we were talking about Elijah Brown as a potential target, but we weren't talking about him as, you know, committing, you know, until this week. So I think it's going to be a week by week thing. And certainly, you know, stay tuned to BamaInsider.com and the recruiting board, you know, for all the latest news.
All right. Well, good stuff, Bone. And everyone, please be like Saban right here and hit the thumbs up and remember like and to subscribe. For Andrew Bone, my name is Kyle Henderson. Definitely catch us back on BamaInsider.com to get behind the paywall. The promo code at checkout is simply Roll Tide. We hope you have a beautiful rest of your week. Stay tuned for Friday as we're on a commitment watch, and you can catch more coverage right here on BamaInsider.com, whether it's on our website or right here on our YouTube channel. Thank you very much for watching today. We'll catch you soon next time right here on BamaInsider.com.